Hello and welcome to the First Impressions podcast. I'm your host, Martin McKay, and along with my friend, Chris John Riley, we record the official podcast for the Forum of Incident Response and Security Teams. We look forward to seeing you this year at the 37th Annual FIRST Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark. The dates are June 22nd through June 27th, 2025. And now we join our interview in progress.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This time on the First Impressions podcast, Martin and I are lucky enough to be talking to Henrik Larsen, Program Chair of the FIRST Conference 2025 in Copenhagen. Welcome to the show, Henrik.
Thank you very much, Chris and Martin.
So you joined us today to talk a little bit about what's going on at the FIRST Conference. We're kicking off the FIRST podcast series where we're going to talk to a bunch of speakers and people involved with the conference, as we do every year. And we really wanted to talk to you a little bit about what people are going to experience at this year's conference. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, how it was building up this conference this year and what the challenges were getting people to come to Copenhagen.
That hasn't been really a challenge, I'd say. It seems that people are eager to come, and we've had a lot of submissions for talks on the conference. So that has been nice. So the real challenge has been to select what we should take from this large portion of submissions that we've got. So we got three times as many as we can accommodate in the program.
That's a great problem to have, right? I mean, too many good talks.
I can remember early on and first that it was hard time filling the venues sometimes, not the venues, but filling the whole roster of speakers. And now it's great for FIRST to have a plethora of people to choose from.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Particularly interested when we're looking at the theme for the conference. It was a bit of a mouthful: fortresses of the future, building bridges, not walls. Maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, what it ties something towards Denmark, Copenhagen, or?
It's a bit, yes. We had a competition last summer for the theme, and received a lot of suggestions for what it could be. And I had the honor of being the judge of what we should choose. So I think it was one of our Norwegian colleagues who suggested this one. It is building on the fact that Copenhagen and Denmark at large has a lot of bridges. We are an archipelago in southern Scandinavia. We're living on a lot of islands, and so we are connected with bridges everywhere and have some very nice and bridges. One of our bridges was, until a few years ago, the longest in the world, actually, but we're not there anymore. I think especially the Japanese has built longer bridges now. But we have also a lot of smaller bridges, especially in Copenhagen. And the logo for the conference is one of very special bridge called the Circle Bridge. Seen from above is the logo. If you've seen the website, you can see there's something, a figure that's turning around. And that's actually the Circle Bridge seen from the top. It's very nice. I've walked over it a couple of times lately when I had to attend some education nearby. So on my way from the central station. So I would urge the participants in the conference to go in and look at these different, very new and very modern bridges among the old bridges over the Copenhagen harbor and over the canals in the center of Copenhagen. It's not Amsterdam, but we have canals.
I've been once or twice, and I can confirm that it is a beautiful city. Yeah. And I think with everything going on, not to be political, but in the U.S. right now, building bridges outside of the U.S. is more important than it ever has been at any time that the three of us have been alive, as far as I'm concerned.
I fully agree. Absolutely. Building bridges, not walls. That's a theme of how we cooperate in the international environment between security colleagues, that we need to build bridges between people, bridges between our different teams around the world and what we're doing. And we don't want to build those walls that often are what has been talked about in the security world, building walls to protect us. Oh, yes, but it's more important that we connect and that we work together. So building bridges is an important topic, I think.
I mean, that's one of the great things about FIRST is really bringing people together from across the world who all have to deal with different challenges, but there's so much that connects us much more than it separates us, right? And being able to bring people together and talk about those things and realize that we're all dealing with the same kind of thing day to day, and sharing that knowledge and being part of a one big community is really something special.
It is, yes. I've been very happy to participate in the FIRST conference over the last 10 years, something like that. And it's a wonderful thing that we can cooperate on that way and can meet the people from around the world and work together.
So, Henrik, one of the big things that always goes on at FIRST is the keynote speakers. Can you tell us about a little bit about the keynotes, talks and the speakers you've chosen this year?
Yes, we start out on Monday just after the welcome talk. Still can't tell you who's going to give the welcome talk. That's something else. But after that, the keynote is given by Nina Sunde, who is a PhD and police superintendent. She is working with the Police Högskolen, that's a police university in Oslo, Norway. And she will tell us about her research into investigation methods, so to speak, building bridges between police work and academic security research. I think that can be quite interesting to have that line also. What we've been looking at is also to give the conference a Scandinavian impression. So I've tried to pick, together with the program committee, as many speakers from the Scandinavian countries as we could, mixed with people from the rest of the world. And especially the keynotes are all Scandinavian, one Norwegian and two Danish. As I said, we start out with Nina Sunde from Norway on Monday. Wednesday, we'll have a keynote by Søren Meigaard, who is head of the sector cert in Denmark. He's protecting critical infrastructure like heating plants and water plants and electricity supply and things like that, and has a very special world-leading, at least if you ask him, and I think it is. I think it is, and he will explain why on Wednesday. Their sensor network is world leading. I'm also looking forward to see that. I know Søren, and I have heard him talk about these things before. But I think it's good that it has also been my wish that we have the work they do at Sector Search introduced to the rest of the audience in FIRST. It'll be good to have him Wednesday. And we close the conference Friday, except for the NAT CSIRT meeting. The real conference, proper conference, closes on Friday with a keynote speak by another good acquaintance of mine, Professor Christian Damsgaard Jensen at the University of Aarhus. He has been one of the leading Danish cybersecurity researchers for many years. He was with the Technical University of Denmark until a year ago when he got his full professorship at the University of Aarhus, which is in the western part of Denmark. I don't have his title yet. I know that he will speak about his recent research, and he will do some extra research up to the conference, so it will be fresh and new, the things he will talk about Friday. A bang of a keynote to close down the conference there. Christian is also member of different councils and boards within the cybersecurity business in Denmark, both connection between private initiatives and public initiatives in the university. Thinks he's a good academic that is building bridges between different sectors in Danish cybersecurity work.
It sounds like an interesting set of keynotes. When you said you're going for the Scandinavian feel, I thought it was going to be cream-colored paints with a nice wood tone to create a calm atmosphere. But I'm happy to hear that it's more on the research side.
It is. Not put yourself together yourself either, Chris. Okay.
Yes. It's more Sweden, but we'll allow it.
No. We have very good furniture architects in Denmark as well, and famous architects there on that. So it's all of Scandinavia. But During the week, on the other days, we have around 80 speakers, different speakers coming to give their talks in different tracks. We can return to that, but I can assure you that we have a number of both Swedish, Norwegian, Finnish, and Danish speakers during the week. So you will have an impression of what Scandinavia can deliver on this field, mixed together with what comes from all over the world, the rest of the world, from Asia, Australia, Africa, Europe, of course, outside Scandinavia, and both North and South America also. So we will have representatives from around the globe, as well as we had in the program commission. Often said to people who ask me who I had in my committee, we are 29 representatives from all populated continents on the world. There are no one from Antarctica, but from the rest of the continents, we have a representation.
The penguins demand representation.
Yeah, I know. I have mentioned that we unfortunately have no penguins in the committee. That's a shame, but it may be my successors for the next years could look up to have penguins in the program committees as well.
It's a growth opportunity, which I think we should look into at the conference, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Martin and I have been looking at the program agenda now from the preview and all the way through until the full released agenda, and then trying to figure out who we want to talk to on the podcast. And this, it's just so many great, great talks. So thank you very much for all the hard work you yourself as the program chair, but obviously the whole program committee and everyone who put forward talks to see, you know, such good list of quality talks, some people that we see on a regular basis, but also some newcomers as well, and people from different areas of the world. It's great to be able to see the breadth of information sharing, especially today when we really, really need that.
Yes, we've tried to obtain that mixture of newcomers and experienced speakers. So we have the usual suspects, many of them we know from previous years, and some of them are also good friends. Then we have tried to give as much room as we could for newcomers and for people from parts of the world where we don't so often see participants or speakers, maybe participants, but not so often speakers at conferences like this. We've tried to mix the program as much as we could so that we have a broad representation.
So Henrik, outside of the conference itself, when people go out on the economy in Copenhagen, that you want them obviously to go see the Circle Bridge, but what else should people go out and see outside of just the daily talks and meeting other people in the conference?
I sincerely hope that they will spend most of the time in the Bella Center at the conference and the venue there. Outside that, it's easy to... There's a short walk to a metro station where you can go into the center of the city. I would recommend that people go around the harbor, not just to see the Circle Bridge, but also other bridges and have a sense of the canals and the harbor, the old part of the town. There's the parliament in Christiansborg Castle, just opposite the Circle Bridge, actually. There's also the Royal Palace, Amalienborg. Everyone knows that we had a new king a little over a year ago, and his mother, who had been our majesty for 55 years, she decided to resign. So King Frederick the 10th is now our king. His queen, Queen Mary, is from Tasmania, actually, from the other end of the world. And they live in the Royal Palace, Amalienborg, with their four children, the Crown Prince and two princesses and a prince. You could go and perhaps visit them personally, but see the palace there. And then we have the amusement park, Tivoli Gardens, right in the center of the city, a very old amusement park. And it's a little unusual that we have it in the center of the city, but could be absolutely worth if you have some hours to spend. That could also be a place to go. Look at all the old buildings in the town. There are also exciting museums of history, of art, and whatever, really a large, broad variety of things you could visit and look at.
It sounds like there's a variety of good cultural things to look at as well in people's free time to get a good feel of the city. And I think that's one of the benefits of having FIRST in different locations, is not only meeting different people and growing that community, but also being able to really understand different countries and different cultures by going out and looking at how they live. And certainly it's going to be an interesting time in Copenhagen.
So Henrik, one last thing. Tell us a little bit about the venue where we're going to be having the conference this year.
Bella Center, which is connected to a large hotel. Other hotels in the vicinity, but some of us will live in that Bella Sky Hotel, where we can walk directly over to the conference center, which is a very large center for exhibitions and conferences and things like that. At the moment, it seems that we will be alone there, but there are room for a lot more than just the 1,000 people who will participate in the first con. It's quite a large place. And we'll have everything under the roof there, also the social events on Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, and so on, will be in the same center under the same roof. There's a very large room where we'll have the function Wednesday night, the social event with the food trucks and things like that. It'll be, I think, quite a nice social event, quite interesting. I am looking forward to that. I hope that you also are. We'll meet there and have beer or two.
Thanks very much for taking the time to come and chat to us and give us a little bit of a breakdown about what to expect at the conference. I'm sure that everyone listening who can attend the conference is looking forward to it. If you can't, then hopefully we'll see you in future years. Again, thank you very much to the program chair and for the entire program committee for their work to bring this list of great talks and keynotes to us. And I look forward to having that beer and chatting at the conference.
Likewise, and thank you very much. It has been a pleasure working with the program committee. It's been from time to time hard work, but we came through it and we have reviewed everything that came in. And really, I also think that it looks like a good result. I hope that be to the taste of participants when we come to it.
Well, thanks one last time to Henrik Larsen. Look forward to seeing everybody in Copenhagen. You've been listening to the First Impressions podcast, the official podcast for the Forum of Incident Response and Security Teams. We thank you for listening, and you can find out more at first.org, and we hope to see you in Copenhagen, Denmark, June 22nd through 27th. Thanks and goodbye.